This episode was made possible by a grant from Virginia Humanities. It takes place during the 2023 Monacan Indian Nation powwow. Birdie Branham is an elder and a citizen of the Monacan Indian Nation.
I'm Miss Birdie. I'm from the Monacan Nation, and I'm cooking today on the stone like we did 300 years ago, using slate and fire underneath it, real fire from wood. But that's the way we did before the arrival of the Europeans. But in Nelson County, which is about 30 miles from here, that's where we go get the stone from. But in the mountains, in the flat rock, well, you can cook on it, as long as it don't burst open. I worked at the Monacan Village at Natural Bridge for 8 years, and we had a stone that came out of the mountains here, and I used it for 8 years. Yeah, it never broke. It just, if you got just a little bit of slant in it while you keep your grease on it, you can cook on it, yes. It don't have to be slate. It can be just a regular rock of the mountains, yes. And today I'm cooking cornbread, which was our number one bread, only bread that we had back then. And I'm cooking deer meat, which was, deer was number one meat that we had. And I'm also cooking squash. Beans, corn, and squash was our three main vegetables that we had for the arrival of the Europeans. So that's what I will be cooking today. Oh, I'm using a piece of steel that the Europeans brought here, but I also got wood, a wood spoon that I flip it over with too, which we had wood before the Europeans came, yes. The more herbs you use, the better your meat tastes. Different herbs that can't come out of the forest, yes. But the cornbread don't have nothing in it, just corn and water, and with grease on top of it, which is, would have been bear fat that we would use. Only type of grease we had then was from the black bear that we had here. Now I'm just using grease today. It's from a deer, but I also have bear grease at home. I just forgot to bring it, but I will have bear grease tomorrow for it, yes. And I've been doing my whole life. When I was growing up, lots of time we would cook outside on a stone like that. My grandmother and my great-grandmother. But the stone would come up the mountains. We wouldn't travel clean to Nelson County to get it. We'd just get a piece out of the mountains and start cooking. Yes, ma'am. It does. It really does. It tastes good.
Have you passed this on to your grandchildren?
Oh, yes. They know how to do it, but it's too hot. So maybe one of them will continue on. I hope so anyway. But it's just a hot job here in the summertime to do. Now, the wintertime when I cook, they all gather around and help me because it's cool. Because they can stay warm from the heat. But in the summertime, it's just too hot for them. Yeah, young people, it's not like us older ones that don't mind heat.
Thank you for coming by.